Plastic is a useful product, but it's the largest source of pollution and waste on the planet. In this week's Living with Less Plastic commentary, Mary Liz Ingram informs us about the harm of plastic and the current event of ruination happening in our environment.
If you look around you, living with less plastic can seem impossible. Plastic is everywhere. But cutting back on your plastic consumption can be easier than you think. It's all about changing your mindset and creating new habits one step at a time. Back in March, I tried to go cold turkey when it came to single-use plastic. I took inventory and set about replacing anything I could, all at once. It wasn't overwhelming for me, but it was for some of my family. Because plastic is such a big part of our daily lives, choosing one plastic item to tackle at a time is the way to go. By far, the easiest place to start is with plastic shopping bags. Plastic bags are a huge source of waste. You see them clinging to trees and rolling down streets like urban tumbleweeds. They're used for an average of only 12 minutes, but they take over 500 years to break down. Only 1% of plastic bags are ever recycled, and they can only be recycled at store drop-off sites. The good news is that replacing plastic bags with reusable ones doesn't require a lifestyle change, just a new habit of remembering to take them with us. Easy. But trying to create new habits sometimes goes like this. I'm halfway through the parking lot, ready to grab a cart and get my groceries. The kids are at my heels, and suddenly I freeze. With a groan, we swing back around and head to the car. We forgot our bags again. Another day, I'm standing in the checkout line, bagless once again, so I just carry out my armful of purchases without a bag. A few weeks later, I'd finally gotten pretty good at remembering my reusable bags, so I was feeling confident. Then I found myself wandering the craft store aisle, pushing my little cart full of items I didn't mean to get. And because I went in for only one thing, I didn't bring any bags. I circled the store, going back and forth about whether I just give in and get a plastic bag or stick to my mission and get a reusable bag. I bought the reusable bag. Creating new plastic-free habits is about effort, grace, and trying again. So the first step is to find some bags. There are many options for the perfect reusable bag, but I just say use what you already have. Most of us have lots of bags lying around. What could be more eco-friendly than that? The next step is to make taking your bags a habit, like grabbing your keys. Put a few bags by the front seat of your car, in a purse or backpack, or somewhere near the door. A really helpful step is to always put the bags back in that place as soon as you unpack them. That way you don't keep leaving them behind. Throw in a few reusable produce bags and you'll be well on your way to living a life with less plastic.
For more on Mary Liz Ingram's environmental initiatives, visit cleanupprojectusa.com.